Hello and welcome to Every Day with Jesus from Waverley Abbey. It's Saturday, January the 15th. Our subject today is confidence, and we're reading from Psalm 27, verses 11 to 14. And in verse 15, the Bible says, "I remain confident of this, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Now, we all need confidence to navigate life effectively. And the best confidence is that which is found in God, as we discover in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. It is both the assurance we place in the truth and reliability of someone or something, combined with an ability to rely on it, come what may. It means our glass is always half full. Jesus invites us to live as glass half full people, finding God's goodness in all eventualities of life. I find this, if I'm honest, both demanding and wearing. Yet, whilst we have the joy of salvation, we can continuously go in search of a deeper friendship with God. Like all friendships, it can stagnate, comfortable if undemanding, or we can risk diving deeper together, dealing with the sharp edges and uncomfortable issues we encounter in all friendships. The foes that the psalmist mentions are often our imagined fears. The Holy Spirit confronts us with our own inconsistencies in our pursuit of God. But he also invites us to pause, consider, and determine what we will do with the evident fracture in our human makeup. We might have patiently to wait on God to discover how to address our issues and move forward effectively. This takes courage, yet a courage that is wrapped in God's assurance that our patience will be rewarded. Change is real, never a cosmetic change in need of a regular touch-up. Now, is confidence something you struggle with? We have a lovely little series of books called Insights Into, a short read by experts, and an insight into self-esteem might really be of value to you at this time. Visit waverleyabbeyresources.org, an insight into self-esteem in the search engine, and you'll find it if that is helpful to you, or indeed, if you might gift that to someone else you know might be in need. Remember, freely we have received, freely give, to share the love and the life of Jesus wherever we are. And now let's pray together. Lord, your face I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Amen. Do please join me again tomorrow for Every Day with Jesus. Do keep in touch and pray as we continue to engage in our mission and ministry to support people in recovering a love for the Bible and learning to live every day with Jesus. From me for now, goodbye and God bless.